The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Are you ready to start living and creating your life from possibility, joy, and ease? What if every day could be a miraculous adventure? Welcome to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. Join us for a dynamic conversation of creation and possibility. Now, here is our host, creatress of magnitude, Heather Nichols.
Hello, everybody. Welcome, welcome to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. I am super, super looking forward to today's show. I'm happy to be live here again and talking about the beauty of men, which is actually such a fun, enlivening, delicious topic in my world, and something that I've been just really grateful to have lots of conversations around with different men, different people. And today we have with us two beautiful, amazing men that I adore and I'm so grateful for, Connor Hill and Soren Lassen. They are actually, Soren, you live in Copenhagen, right?
For now, yes.
For now, yeah. And Connor actually used to live in Colorado where I live, but he lives in Australia for now as well. And they both play a lot with excess consciousness and facilitate and create lots of amazing things and just are really examples to me of how you can be a man in the world and a gentleman in the world and different possibilities as men for men, and just a topic that's really near and dear to my heart. So thank you guys so much for being here. I'm really grateful.
Thank you for having us on, Heather.
Yeah. Yeah, and I've never had two guests on at the same time. So we're having a threesome. My very first live threesome.
Ooh,
two gorgeous men. How did I get so lucky?
Uh-oh. Don't get me going that direction.
Yeah, I was like, you're leading Connor on now.
I know. Yeah.
I'm actually excited too because I think this is the first audio call maybe that Son and I have been on together that we outnumber the women.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I'm happy to be the minority here.
Normally we're on a Zoom and I'm like, okay, at least I got my buddy Soren on here between the 40 other women that are here.
Yeah.
Well, hey, happy to do you guys a favor anytime. Yeah, and there's actually a project that Connor's been involved with too called The Return of the Gentleman, which was really, it's a project that is created by, well, there's a whole Return of the Gentleman team, and Dane here, one of the co-creators of Excess Consciousness, really designed to actually offer different conversations to men and about men, so not just to men, because women really love those conversations as well, in the world, and just look at, like, you know, men, to me, well, when I was asked to be part of the Return of the Gentleman project, I was so excited, and I kind of started realizing a few years ago that, because I grew up with some really sweet men in my life, and some women, not all of them, but some of them who were not super kind to the men that they, you know, their husbands or whatever. And I was always really confused by that. And I also grew up, I was born in 1971 in the US. So I, you know, was kind of raised in the era of pretty hardcore feminism in the US. And there was this conversation of like, men are terrible, men are awful, men oppress women. And I remember being always very confused by that conversation and going, well, I think men are actually really kind and sweet and amazing and wonderful. And maybe it's the women that are being not so cool. And, you know, and of course, it's not about pointing fingers to men or women. But I just like to me to have a conversation about the beauty of men and what actually like the gift that they be in the world that is oftentimes so misidentified and misapplied and, you know, stuff kind of thrown in their direction. It's just really something that I'm really excited about. So what do you guys like? I'm sort of, I didn't even really come with like a whole, you know, I never come prepared actually. so what would you guys like to talk about around this topic? Like what does the beauty of men, what does that get going in your world?
So, and you want to start or?
So this is a topic that is like, even for me as a man, like I had to lower my barriers to even receive like, wow, the beauty of men, like, because being a man in this world, that's being connected with beauty is not something you grow up with, or at least I didn't like girls or women could be beautiful or have beauty and men was just men, you know, and I grew up like in old Viking country things. And it's like men and beauty, no.
I love it.
So just to, those two words together for me, like started a whole whoa. even though I've seen it before. And for me, it's just, it's really interesting to be in a world where kind of like for so long, at least like where I grew up or grew up and still lives, like there's a lot of empowerment speaking around women. And exactly what you addressed also in the beginning, Heather, at, for me, it's like, where are the men in this? Like, where do we fit in? So for me, I'm really grateful for this topic and the conversations that are starting to get more addressed around this.
Mm. Yeah. Cool. Thank you. That's, I love that. Like, you know, when you just sort of wedgie people and you don't even know it, you know,
yeah.
Like, oh yeah, men are beautiful, but that's my crazy point of view. That isn't the dominant point of view in a lot of the world, unfortunately. So
exactly.
What would it take to change that? Yeah.
Yeah. I'm actually blown away by your statement too, Sean, because I'm like, you actually, can I say like you're into men. So I thought for sure you would have already gone, of course, men are beautiful, da da da. And then, but to the exact same statement that you said, like I've had times in a class where Gary and Dane and like multiple times they've been like, they've commented beautiful man. And just like you said, Zon, it was like scrambled my brain. I'm like, that those two words don't go in the same sentence. Like, those are antonyms. Man and beautiful don't, that's not the same thing. Like, so it is like, actually when I shared this call, you know, I even wrote like, say what? Mm-hmm. I am beautiful. And so it's really been a lot of fun since I guess I was first introduced to the concept that a man might be beautiful. It's been a lot of fun discovering what that looks like and what that can be like.
That's so cool. Can you share more about that, Connor? Like what has opened up in your world in your, like just exploring that for yourself and like just the invitation to that?
So thank you. Like, cause I'm like, I don't know the answer to that question.
No. I know. I'm like, let's just take a deep dive right out of the
gate. I like deep diving, but let's go feet first. Cause there might be rocks at the bottom.
Okay, cool.
My head. You know,
I like it.
you know, like, because after the class in Langkawi that we had, the 7-day, very specifically, a woman that had just met me for the first time, like, we were messaging on Instant Messenger. She worked on my body. I must put it out there. Amanda Falk's awesome body worker. So cool. Like, can really do some really fun changes with dry needling and like turning your body into a noodle and letting you find out that you have really tight muscles that you didn't know you had. So she actually said to me in a messenger, like, I don't remember the context, but she said, bye or something, beautiful man. And I was like, what? How do you, I don't get it. You know, like you're saying, like, I, at that point in time, I'm like, I get that they're like, a man can be beautiful. I'm like, but I like just met you. What do you, how are you, like a combination of how do you know that already? And like, I, what makes a man beautiful? So I have some things that came up in my world really that very really only just over the last weekend with the recent the two COPs that were going on, I guess I should say, the two choice of possibility classes. And but before I even talk about those, I'd actually like to hear from you, Heather, like what constitutes or maybe what makes a man beautiful?
Mm. Wow. Well, huh. I'm like, I don't have an answer to that either. And I also just want to add like little side note for anybody who's found this program and is not familiar with Access Consciousness, that, you know, if you hear, well, Connor mentioned Gary and Dane. So Gary Douglas and Dane here, too, very beautiful, phenomenal, extraordinary men are the co-creators of Access Consciousness. And there's all kinds of classes all over the world that the three of us do and that Gary and Dane do and lots of other facilitators do. So Connor's mentioned a few of them, the 7-day, the choice of possibilities. So that's what that is, if you're wondering what all these classes are that he's referring to. And just really cool conversations, really, really different, unique conversations that I've never found or had anywhere else about what's possible with, you know, just consciousness and creation and being ourselves and having kindness with one another. And that really actually leads me to, you know, part of, I mean, answering that question, you know, that's, it's not even a question that can totally be answered, which is another brilliant piece of Access Consciousness, is asking questions for awareness, like for the awareness of the energy and playing with the energy of what we're asking about. And to me, men, like, there is this, like, so many, and this isn't, of course, true. Like, we all have different stuff that we carry around, and some people are unkind and some people are assholes, men and women, and some people, and it's not like they can't change, but some people show up really differently in the world. And there are so many men, like for me, when I look into a man's world, like so often there's this incredible like simplicity and vulnerability and space and not a ton of judgment and just this, like, there is this, like, and simplicity can be, you know, kind of a, there can be some judgments to that word, like, oh, men are so simple, you know. But it's not from a place of judgment, but just the space of, like there is just the space. Like, a lot of men, to me, have a beautiful space that I think it's really, is like they deny, men in the world deny that space, that vulnerability, that presence that they have, that comes a lot of times from that simplicity. And also, you know, men are so, like, women, I think, do so much projection of, like, because women tend to be a lot more complex, and then we sort of expect men to be the same way, you know, and so we like deny and negate and disregard the beauty of the space that men can be and you know, what, like, what's true for them. And to me, that's all part of, that's like one, I mean, I feel like there's just universes that we could go into there, but one piece of really, what I appreciate so much about men.
I totally didn't mean to put you on the spot, but I guess I did, and I'm glad I did.
Yeah, no, me too. I mean, yeah. You know, like I said, I didn't, I mean, with my, all of my radio shows, I really never come in with like pre-prepared questions or whatever. And this one in particular just felt like, wow, we're just going to have an adventure here. And, you know, and so I'm just, thank you. I'm really grateful for you guys.
Really grateful for you too, Heather. It's, I've really enjoyed like you, how, just kind of how you're talking. I don't really know how to use words to describe it, but how you are with men.
Yes.
You seem to enjoy them quite a bit.
I do. I really do.
And also there's a lot of, like, there's a lot of allowance in your world of men, and just hearing you talk about simplicity, which is interesting sometimes when you know you have something or don't know you have something going on with other people a couple of days later. I looked at that whole simplicity thing and realized the judgment of it. And when I look at it, simplicity and men, there's just an ease. Like, it's like, it's actually just clarity. It's just clear conversation of like, boom, this is it. This is Connor. Connor is so simple, and I like it.
Thank you, Sean. Oh, that's really good. I'm glad I'm simple.
Well, and isn't that amazing? Because you can, like, even that word just brings up such a, there's so many different energies that come with that word, like, depending on your point of view, you know, because women have judged men for being simple forever, you know, and, like, it can be such a wrongness. And yet, and, but there is that, like, you know, sort of what Soren was looking at.
This is news. I'm glad to find this information. I didn't know this. I always
honor.
You're so beautifully simple.
I have talked to so many women that are like, men are so complicated. And I'm like, how?
Well, that's so funny, because I think it's because women actually want men to be like them, and they're not. And then they think that women love to make things, women love to complicate things. Well, and of course, we're not, this isn't about stereotyping, but just also acknowledging women and men do tend to function differently, you know, and some people function more like women and function more like men, whatever genitals you may have, you know, so...
I love that, because not that I've ever met a man that doesn't want a woman to function like him. Me, I was like, everything would be way easier. We could just, you know, have sex and then never talk to each other until we have sex again, and then like maybe talk to each other if we want to go have breakfast, and then, you know, like occasionally say hello and. In passing.
Right. And there's so much like that point of view in a world full of really, you know, there's a lot of judgment around that, you know, it's like, but what if that actually, like, there is a simplicity to that of like, yeah, that is a possibility, you know, you can, like, that is one way to be with each other if that works, you know? Mm-hmm. And there's like, we're actually at our first break, and there's like a whole world we can go from here into. So, we'll just take a quickie little pause and we'll be back. This is Heather Nichols here with Connor Hill and Soren Lassen, and you're listening to Creating Beyond Reality Radio.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Hey guys. Psst, over here. Get this. Gary Douglas, the man, the myth, the legend, has a new class. It's a 2-day class that he's offering his own very self, and it's called Out of the Box. This class is 2 days long. It's happening on February 4th and 5th in San Diego, California, America, Earth, and March 4th and 5th in Munich, Germany, same planet. What's going to happen in this class? Gary's going to give us all the tools we need to break out of the limitations of our tiny little boxed-in realities. You ever feel like you're trapped and stifled and stuck and you can't quite put your finger on what it is or why it's happening? That's what this class is there to do. Break all those limitations apart so you can fly right on out of that box, just like those little puffy white peanuts do whenever you order like your supplements on the internet, and then they come and then you got peanuts all over your floor. But this will be a lot more fun. Where do you find out about it? www.garymdouglas.com/out of the box.
Hi, this is Dr. Dane here. Have you felt different your whole life? A dreamer, a seeker, an outsider? Always wrong no matter how hard you try? What if there's a completely different way of functioning in this reality? What if you, truly being you, could change everything and the world? If you'd like to find out, go to beingyouclass.com. 12 years ago, I was on the verge of suicide, and I came into contact with some amazing tools that changed everything for me. Today, I live a life I couldn't even imagine possible at that time. I have the honor of traveling around the world facilitating thousands of people on how to change their lives with these very tools. I'd like to share some of them with you. Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for my free video series. My gift to you. What if the tools to change everything are available now? Are you ready to explore these tools in this energy live? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com. You know if this is for you. You always do.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a bar session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Build a better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate. Change. Succeed.
You're listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to heather@heathernichols.com. That's heather@heathernichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Heather Nichols, and we're here this week with Connor Hill and Soren Lassen. Hello.
I said hello, hello.
Oh, hi. I was like, oh, can you hear me? And talking about the beauty of men. And we just had a really fun chat on our break behind the scenes on the radio show. And actually, I wanted to talk some more about what we were just talking about and where we left off, which is that you don't have to actually be like, you don't have to have the body parts to function like a woman or like a man. Like we talk about, there's a whole chapter actually in the Joy of Business book written by Simone Millicis about, do you do business like a man or a woman? So that can be a conversation, you know, in the business world.
I need to read that chapter again. I'm like, wait,
yeah, me
what?
Too.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't even remember that chapter. Holy crap. I'm going to bust it out like right now.
I'm pretty sure it's in there. Yeah. And it's what's that?
I avoided it. I was like,
you avoided it.
I'm not reading that. Click.
Well, and it's so funny because when I actually did a whole radio show with Simone on the network I was on before about on that topic, like an entire show about do you do business like a man or a woman? And I went into that show, and it's funny because I'm a Joy of Business facilitator. Like, you know, I'm supposed to know this stuff, right? And I went into that show actually going, yeah, Simone does business like a man and I do business like a woman. And as I was interviewing...
Where could we find that show?
It's, I think it's on inspiredchoices.com. Okay. I switched, they switched and I switched. So, but there's a whole archive. I think that's what it is. Or if you search Inspired Choices Network, but the title of the show was, do you do business like a man or a woman? And I remember at some point Simone going, you know, basically sort of going, well, like, who says you don't do business like a man or something like that. And I went, wait, what? Like, because I just thought for sure I did business like a woman. And so it was just an interesting thing to look at and go, yeah, I do tend to be like, I tend to like move more and be more like, yeah, like when people want to do a lot of like processing and like, that's not as fun for me. And it's a great awareness to have, you know, how do you like, and you know, business from a joy of business standpoint is how you create your life and living. It's the adventure of your entire life. So do you do business like a man or woman? Okay, well then how do you show up in your relationships? How do you create your life? How do you, you know, not just what we would traditionally think of as business activities. And so it was just a cool, that conversation's been such an eye opener for me just to get, wow, I do tend to function more like a man in a lot of areas of my life, which might be like even in my relationship, I tend to be a little bit more the male role. He tends to be a little bit more the female role. I mean, we switch, you know, back and forth too, but it's just an interesting thing to look at. And I know Connor, you were asking Soren some questions on the break about that, like just functioning in relationships with men and with women as a man, you know, and looking at that question. Do you want to ask?
yeah. Well, cause like you brought it, like it made me talking to Sean about it made me really aware. And just as you brought up like the, I hadn't looked at it, and your comment of some, you know, women want men to be like a woman in their relationship. I'm like, oh my God, I've wanted everybody I work with to be like a man. So for those that don't know, I'm a civil engineer by trade, which is a world dominated, not dominated in the sense of the word dominated, but let's say the, what's the word I'm thinking of? Like the majority mm-hmm. is men. Mm-hmm. So the women that are in that business still dominate it as they tend to do. And, but it, everybody functions from a very different space than I've been working with in Access Consciousness, where it's like 95% women and, dominated by the women. So,
well, and what's interesting too, just is that I would imagine in engineering, you would probably find more women that function more like men.
Exactly.
And in Access Consciousness, you're going to get a mix, you know.
And not just because there's so many men. That's a part of it. And the nature of the work sort of, because it's so physical and it's very, like, the way that it works kind of channels you in the direction of working like a man tends to work. Just because of the nature of what you're creating is like a physical structure mm-hmm. of some sort. So mm-hmm. Maybe that's hands-on. I'm not going to go, I guess, too deep into that. But I'm super grateful for you bringing it up, because this is not something I've even really looked at nearly as much as I need to.
Well, and that's so cool, because I get like a huge part of that conversation too is like, like it really does tie into this beauty of men conversation, because if you're willing to acknowledge how you tend to function in the world, and then also like how other people function in the world, in business, in relationships, you know, that, and have allowance for that, like to go, yeah, I tend, like for me, okay, so in a lot of ways I tend to function more like a man in these particular areas, and then my partner might tend to function more like a woman in other areas, in those areas, then I can actually look at it and go, okay, cool. So that's just what is. I don't have to judge me. I don't have to judge him. Nothing has to be wrong here. It's just, you know, this is just what is. And now what can we create with that? And so whether it's in the workplace or in relationships or whatever, and it's like, to me that, you know, okay, so we're talking about the beauty of men, but it really is the beauty of being, you know, which is just, yeah, this is just, yeah. You know, how I be in the world. And what if it wasn't wrong? What if it wasn't wrong for men or women? I mean, what if we are really all infinite beings? But we could acknowledge like how you know, people tend to show up, and have allowance of that, have allowance for how we show up. And then there's just so much more that we can create when that's there. So,
I'm so happy that you dived into the last part, Heather, because I'm one of those people, like, I never really got why man or woman was important. Like, I remember even as a teenager being like, oh, this is what we're doing. Like, okay, looking around and being like, apparently we have to be something now that I don't know what is. Yeah. And I didn't understand kind of the frames of it. So that whole thing about, what if it's not about whether it's important if you function like a man or a woman, or what if it's actually about being who you be and bringing the capacities that you have, that is uniquely you.
Yes, thank you so much for that. And I think about a lot of the Return of the Gentleman conversations. And if you are listening and you haven't heard of the Return of the Gentleman, there's a YouTube channel called Return of the Gentleman. There's also a landing page where you can go and sign up to be on our list and all of that. It's drdanehere.com/ROG. There's blogs, there's lots of really cool resources. And in a lot of the videos that Dane makes about this topic, it is really this invitation to be you. And, but addressing it from the conversation that, men are really not, I mean, nobody is really, but if you just look at men are not encouraged to be who they be in the world. Like, they're not, men are supposed to be powerful. They're supposed to be, the people who make things happen. They're supposed to be strong, and that comes with all kinds of judgments. You know, they're not supposed to be vulnerable, kind, you know, have no barriers, like, you know, have each other's backs, you know. And so there's some really cool videos that Dane's done, different conversations around relationships that men have with each other, some hangouts that he's done that I know you guys have been part of. And that's the, like, to me, part of the value of this conversation, because it does give you, like, if you are a man in the world and you've taken on this reality's definitions and projections of what you need to be a man. And, you know, like Soren going, okay, well, apparently this is what we're doing. You know, I think we've all done that in some way I know I've done that in a lot of, maybe not with being a woman, but with lots of other things where I'm like, oh, that's how it works? Okay, I'll try to figure that out, you know? but it just gets, like, to me, it's a place to actually sort of redirect and look from a different point of view at the conversation of being you. You know, if you've decided you have to be a man in this way and that way and this way and that way, well, what if you could actually have a different choice available? What if vulnerability was the most powerful, potent space of being that you could be? You know, what if there's a different kind of potency that men be, that they have available to them, that is so not what they're raised to believe in this reality?
And to that token too, is I'm realizing maybe we, because I'm on the Return of the Gentleman team, maybe we could put that video, it's not lost. There's a video made several years ago. I think it was a free class. I think it's available for free, so we could use it in Return of the Gentleman. But a class that Dane did, or an intro class that Dane did with Ricky Williams, mm-hmm. a football player in the United States, a very famous one, I might add. I still have to tell people how famous he is. I'm like, you like your sports, right? Like your country. Like, what's your country's favorite sport? Okay, take like one of the best ever. That's Ricky Williams in the United States. So, and Ricky Williams has had to be vulnerable with a lot of fame. And so they did this class on vulnerability in the face of fame. And I got to tell people, it's really awesome. Yeah, I listened to it a bunch. So I'm also putting it out there. If if we can add that to Return of the Gentleman somehow, I'll tell people probably will, I guess.
Yeah, and you can also just search that on YouTube as well, because that's on, I'm not sure if it's on the Access Consciousness channel or Dane's channel, because Dane has his own channel too. But I think if you search Vulnerability in the Face of Fame on YouTube or Ricky Williams, you should be able to find that as well. The conversation of vulnerability for men is huge. And, Dane here, who we've been mentioning a lot, is such an invitation for that in the world. I'm just really so grateful for how he shows up with other people, with other men, inviting and just showing like the potency of that energy. And you guys too, like, it's not just about Dane, you know, like there's so many men that play in Access, that do Access, that just really show up in such a different way. And it's, to me, it's a huge gift to the world. And part of just the invitation that we be when we're willing to be ourselves, man, woman, green alien, you know.
I thought you were going to say green grass.
Banana fly, who knows?
Right.
Banana fly. Oh. And you bring up a great thing, like Heather, when you, at the beginning of this radio show, when you first said, when I first asked you what you thought was beautiful as a man, and you started sort of, you first talked about Dane and Gary, and I looked at them and I was like, okay, I'm like, without looking at anybody else, I would say, yes, they are beautiful men, both Dane and Gary. And then I was like, okay, so what to me, at least personally, makes them beautiful? And for me, one of the most beautiful things about both of them, especially Dane, especially Gary, is their willingness to choose and do and be whatever they know they need to, no matter how much judgment they receive and no matter how much people may hate them for it, or they'll be burned alive at the stake in some manner because of something. They will do it and be it. And just like you said, all barriers down, totally vulnerable. They'll receive whatever flack comes at them for the choices they make. And that's what's just phenomenally beautiful about both of them, is their willingness to be and do that. And I gotta say, like, I was so happy to, I'm so happy to have Son on this radio show, because I first started working with Son like a little over a year ago, and I got to facilitate him in a couple of classes I did with Lisa Bankson. And he's so fun, because it was that energy of, he's like, oh, I'm here, and we're about to talk about some shit that most people don't talk about, and that pretty much nobody talks about, and I'm going to receive all of it, and just no barriers, no barriers up, all barriers down, and just pretty much laugh like he just did for a long time.
But it's fun, like,
oh my God,
just to so get to talk about these things that you've been aware of your whole life and nobody addresses, and finally be at a place where you can be like, what about this? What about that? Where does this fit? I don't get it. And realize that you don't even have to get it. Just like, it, for me, it's hysterically, like, it's so much fun.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's awesome. So we're at our last break. So we're going to take another quick pause, and we will be back for more very shortly.
We're on Facebook along with some of the greatest minds of the world, and that includes you. Visit us on Facebook at Voice America Empowerment.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour, and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, The worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a boys' class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Hi, this is Dr. Dane here. Have you felt different your whole life? A dreamer? A seeker? An outsider? Always wrong no matter how hard you try? What if there's a completely different way of functioning in this reality? What if you, truly being you, could change everything and the world? If you'd like to find out, go to beingyouclass.com. 12 years ago, I was on the verge of suicide, and I came into contact with some amazing tools that changed everything for me. Today, I live a life I couldn't even imagine possible at that time. I have the honor of traveling around the world facilitating thousands of people on how to change their lives with these very tools. I'd like to share some of them with you. Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for my free video series, My Gift to You. What if the tools to change everything are available now? Are you ready to explore these tools in this energy live? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com. You know if this is for you. You always do.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to Heather at HeatherNichols.com. That's Heather at HeatherNichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Creating Beyond Reality Radio, and we're here this week talking about the beauty of men and all kinds of other amazing things. Right before we went to the break, Soren, you started to mention about not really like not having to get it right, not having to know, not having to get it right, which is such a different space of being, I would say, especially for men in the world, you know, in a world where you have to be, you know, calculated and everything is computed and, you know, there is this like need and necessity in a lot of people's worlds and in a lot of men's worlds for men to get it right in the workplace, you know, all that. So in the bedroom, I mean, we could just talk about that for days. So let's talk a little bit more about that, because there's such a, you know, for me, you know, whenever I give myself permission to not have to get anything right, there's such a relief in my world, even though it might be edgy and scary and whatever. There's such a space of possibility that opens up. So what else can you share about that?
Well, talking about not getting it right, when you started saying it after the break, I was like, I said that? Like, that went out of my brain. It was like, okay.
Something like that.
So for me, what's interesting was like earlier, Connor talked about that whole thing of being a man in business and being like an engineer. And for me, I'm one of those men who kind of always worked in the more female typical businesses. And man, have I been judged. I've been judged by men, I've been judged by women, like everything for being there with the capacities that I have and being there even with the caring I have for my colleagues being there. And that whole thing of where you start to look at, well, if there's nothing about it that's wrong or right, but the only thing that's right is you choosing to be who you be, that is actually where you start to be something in the world or in your job or in your family or in your relationship or in your neighborhood that is kind of really provoking some people, and at the same time it opens cracks in universes everywhere you go to actually start seeing that something else is possible. And I don't have to walk around and judge me or judge somebody else. Mm. I can wake up and I can go wherever I'm going that day and be who I be. And like, how much fun can you have with that? That whole space of not having to be right or wrong, or not having to look at other people or situations if it's right or wrong, is just, for me, it's an ease of functioning in the world.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Really cool. I was just thinking about another amazing man that we know, Brendan Watt, who is just starting to facilitate Choice of Possibilities classes that's a more advanced class in Access that has only been done by Gary Douglas and Dane here up until now. And Brendan and Simone Millicis are going to start, they have started facilitating those classes. And this class is like, it's sort of like where Access, it's one of the places where Access grows dynamically and changes dynamically and gets sort of like rewritten. Like every time there's a COP class, like there's the manual changes, the content changes, there's new things that get discovered. And so it's a really sort of like, you know, facilitating that class, you're sort of on like the front line in a way of that, of like the evolution of Access consciousness. And it's been really cool hearing both Brendan and Simone talk about what's shown up for them since they were invited to start facilitating these classes. And and Brendan just did a video he's really, actually, if those of you listening, if you're curious to just connect with him, he also has a YouTube channel and a Facebook page. One of the most vulnerable, kind, present men beings that I have ever met. Just so such a beautiful man. And he was doing a video just from his kitchen, like in his boxer shorts or something, about getting ready to go and facilitate this class with Gary. And Gary, who's started this stuff and has been doing Access for 30 years, and how, I can't remember exactly what he said, but one of the things, you know, he was like, I'm kind of nervous, and Gary said, just, you know, don't, like, stay out of judgment, like, don't judge you, you know. And it, like, the space that we open up for ourselves when we don't have that judgment, we don't have that expectation and the need and the necessity to, you know, because, I mean, if he went into those classes, you know, or any of us into any new adventure that we're doing, going, okay, I have to perform, you know, it actually totally eliminates your being and what's available to you as you show up in the world, as you interact with people, as you facilitate whatever it is that you're doing, creating your business or relationships or whatever. That space of like, hey, it might be messy, I don't know where, like with me going, I don't have any questions here, you know, like, I mean, I have lots of questions, but nothing premeditated, you know, what can we create, you know, and just being in that vulnerable conversation and exploration is, it's such a gift to the world. And I just was so touched by all the videos that he's created, have been really touching to watch. And he's actually coming to San Francisco in just a few weeks, actually, October 13th, to be facilitating a Choice of Possibilities with Dane here. And I am so looking forward to that class, and actually the two of them together and the energy that they be around this and all kinds of other topics. I'm so looking forward to it. So, yeah.
So cool. Yeah, and he's actually got a telecall coming up with Simone on relationships and money.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That is, and
I was at his foundation just before he went to do Choice of Possibilities in Mumbai, and really awesome. Like, I can't even put my finger on it, but the space of no judgment, maybe he doesn't even know how well he was in the space of no judgment, but it's really awesome.
That is so cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that alone is one of the most immense gifts that you can be. Like, that is, to me, one of the most beautiful things that we can all be, you know, is that space of not judging, certainly, you know, other people, which oftentimes is easier for us than not judging ourselves, you know, but really just doing something different, being something different, you know, that is the invitation for a really, really different conversation, different possibility, different way of being with each other in the world. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So what else? What else, guys? We have, I don't even know how much longer we have, maybe 5-6 minutes. What else would you guys like to play with, toss around, chat about, invite people to?
I'd almost go back to the conversation you were talking about with, you know, are you like a man or are you like a woman in business? And instead of like going instantly into this is why men are better at it or this is why women are better at it, but looking at like some of the really looking at some of the really cool things, like I am so terrible at multitasking, especially when it comes to like conversations. I get so blown away when I can watch women like sit there and take in 5 conversations at once and like come out of it like, yeah, I know what to do. I'm like, no, can we please just one at a time, please, please hold on a second. No, I cannot. Like, and I've had people be like, no, you need to be able to listen to more than one. I'm like, I get that. I've tried to change it and it's just not working. Now. So, and to also just like you said, do you do business like a man or a woman? And then also looking at people around you and do they do business like a man or a woman? Mm-hmm. And like, what's going to be easiest for them and what's going to be easiest for me? And like, what's actually going to create what we'd like to create the fastest or the easiest and all of the above? Unless you want to live someone's life in the 20s and just have everything trauma and drama.
Okay, now you have to talk about that.
Thank you, partner.
So now we have about 3 minutes. So yes. So what do you want to share about the 20s, your 20s? Well,
okay, so we talked about earlier about that whole thing of how you function in the world, whether you function as a man or a woman, doesn't have to be connected to what genitals you have. Mm. And basically in my 20s, I was functioning, I was kind of trying it all out. I was at one point really emotional, like, oh my God, so many feelings. and I had to share my feelings with everyone and everybody. And if they didn't want to listen, they were wrong, and I felt horrible, and oh my God, and I have to lie down now. And so I had a depression, and I figured out that it didn't really work for me. And then it became more of the, let's not talk about all these feelings. Let's talk about what would be fun, and let's talk about where we could go, or what can we do today, and and then seeing the whole spectre from the other side and suddenly be the one who were yelled at for not understanding their emotions and how they feel. And it was, there was so much drama in my 20s.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it was really funny. And it wasn't actually until recently, like, to bring it back to business, I was having a scheduling something with another man that I'm in business with. And at one point he wrote me, hey, you can just say it. You don't have to write to me as if I was a woman. And I was like, oh, wait a minute. I'm so used to actually communicating with women that I forgot that I could just say like, hey, does this work? I didn't, and we have a lot of women you can do that with also, but I didn't have to go around anything. I could just be like, boom, this is what works for me. Can you make it happen?
Oh my God, thank you for that, because that's where I'm terrible is I only say I do like the man thing, and I'm like blah blah blah, and somebody's like, you can't say that, Connor. I'm like, what do you mean? I don't get it. I don't, why is that a problem?
You have to look at who you're speaking to.
Exactly. That's why I need to read this chapter 8 times.
Yeah, and that's the thing that, so I think people think like, you know, that if you have to be aware of who you're speaking to and how they function, that you somehow don't get to be you. Actually, we have about 30 seconds left. So, but what if that's part of being you? You know, what if it's part of being you to just go, who is this? Who am I talking to? Where do they function from? Where do I function from? So, thank
and
you guys.
What would create the most ease?
Yes, yes. It's one of my favorite questions. Truly, what would create the most? What would create the most ease? Thank you, beautiful men, for being here today. I'm so grateful for you guys. I'm really just so grateful, and look forward to seeing you guys in the world somewhere soon.
You too, Heather.
You too, Connor.
And you three. And maybe we'll get to have that threesome that we talked about.
Thanks everybody for being here. Have a great week, and we'll be back next week for more.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us today for Creating Beyond Reality. Make sure to join Heather Nichols again next Monday at noon Pacific and 9 p.m. Central European Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel for another adventure into the brilliance of you. Have an amazing week of possibility and creation.